Hi everyone. Today we'll be starting a new book. We'll be looking at 1 John. So today we'll read 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. So as we start a new book, I just want to give a very quick introduction to 1 John. The author of 1 John is very likely John, the one who wrote the Gospel of John as well. And the language, the way things are written in 1 John are very similar to the Gospel as well. The kind of the style of the language, how it kind of flows is really similar. Now, one very distinctive thing about this book, though, about 1 John is that it's kind of random. And when I say random, it's kind of random in structure. It's not a very linear kind of writing. John will start talking about one thing, and then the next paragraph, it seems like he's talking about something else, almost completely different. Right? It doesn't seem to flow, and then he'll come back to it, right? So he repeats himself, in a sense. He repeats a lot of ideas throughout the few chapters of this book. But even though it's kind of random, a little nonlinear, this book is really deep as well. And it's really deep in its theology, and it's very deeply about Jesus. And I think we see that in our passage for today, right? We see a lot of that just in this passage. And so this book starts off talking about where John says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands. Now let's repeat it again in other verses. In verse 2, the life made manifest. In verse 3, that which we have seen and heard. What John is emphasizing here is that what we've heard, what we've seen, we've touched with our hands. He's talking about Jesus, right? The humanity of Jesus. They have seen Jesus, right? He and other witnesses, other apostles and disciples, they had heard Jesus preached it, walked with him, they had touched him, looked upon him, right? And that's what they're testifying to. But what he also says is, in the very beginning here, is that which was from the beginning. That which was from the beginning. That's not the humanity of Jesus he's talking about. That is the divinity of Jesus. He's saying that Jesus is eternal. Right? He's eternal from the beginning. Essentially kind of referencing almost, in a sense, Jesus being the creator. Right? But God, eternal. But we've seen him, looked upon him, touched him with our hand when he was like made manifest. Right? This should remind us of the Gospel of John chapter 1, where it talks about the word becoming flesh. And so John establishes here, we've seen him and we're testifying to you. We're writing this. I'm writing this so that you may know this. And he's not just testifying here about seeing Jesus. He's talking about, in a sense, the results of Jesus, right? The work and the ministry of Jesus, the word of life, he says, the eternal life. He's proclaiming and testifying to these things, right? About how with Jesus there's life, eternal life, that we may have fellowship with God, right? And so in these four verses, John talks about the divinity of Jesus being there at the beginning, the humanity of Jesus, the word becoming flesh, kind of like the rewards of Jesus, eternal life. And he talks about fellowship with Jesus. He talks about with fellowship with one another. And the joy of this fellowship with one another as well. In just these four verses, John is telling us about much of the good news of Jesus. That Jesus is God, but he became man. And because of his life and his ministry, like because of what Jesus has done, we can have eternal life with God and have fellowship and joy with one another. Now, what John doesn't mention here, at least he does not yet, is that all of this is possible because of the cross of Jesus, right? The death and resurrection of Jesus. Because of all that Jesus did, we can have this joy, We can have this fellowship, this community with one another. We can have this eternal life. Now, we just came out of Passion Week and out of Easter, and this is what we remember. This is why we take this extra effort, this time to dedicate this week, this time, Lent season, to Jesus, is that we need to remind ourselves. This is what we have in Jesus. We have eternal life. We have this joy that even our fellowship, our church, like our fellowship with one another, our community, it's only possible because of what Jesus has done. This book is very Jesus-centric, and so should we, right? So should we be. We need to center our hearts, our minds, our lives upon knowing Jesus as John knows him, as John knew him. And so as we pray, let's pray that we, as we go through this book, as we continue through in our walks with Jesus, that we will be able to testify to the goodness, the joy of following Jesus in our lives. Let me pray for us. So God, we thank you so much that you love us. And we thank you, Jesus, that though you're the creator, you're eternal and beyond us, God, that you became flesh. You were made manifest, as 1 John says. And as you were made manifest, you lived, you ministered, you preached, and you went to the cross so that we could have fellowship with you, we could have fellowship with the Father, we could have fellowship and community with one another even. Because of all that you've done, we can have joy, a joy everlasting, a joy that is eternal. I pray, God, that we, as we come out of this Passion Week Easter season, that we will continue to walk with you, Jesus, and know the joy of following you. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray.